Hello and welcome to the Bumpsy Proceedings Podcast. Every 2 months, we discuss an article or a related subject from the current edition of the Baylor University Medical Center Proceedings, the peer-reviewed journal of Baylor Scott & White Health. The editor of Proceedings is Dr. James W. Fleshman, who is Chief of Surgery at Baylor University Medical Center and Professor of Surgery at Texas A&M College of Medicine, Dallas. The Proceedings podcast is also sponsored by Dr. Harry T. Papaconstantino, who holds the Glenn E. and Rita K. Roney Endowed Chair in Surgery and is Professor and Chair of the Department of Surgery at Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in Temple, Texas. The featured article for the March 2025 edition of Proceedings is Portal Vein Thrombosis in Patients with Cirrhosis. My guest today, Dr. Michael Volt, is the corresponding author for the article. Information about the article can be found in the show notes. Dr. Volk is a transplant hepatologist and researcher who studies healthcare delivery for patients with chronic liver disease. He is currently the chair of medicine at Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, Temple, where he oversees a department of 15 divisions with more than 400 providers and 700 staff. He is also a professor at Baylor College of Medicine. He remains clinically active and has frequently been named among the best doctors in America. Dr. Volk, thanks for being here today to talk about your article.
My pleasure.
Your article looked at portal vein thrombosis, or PVT, in patients with cirrhosis. Tell us about cirrhosis and PVT and the relationship between them.
Sure. So cirrhosis is the final common pathway of all chronic liver diseases, whether that be fatty liver, viral hepatitis, lots of others. And patients with cirrhosis, the scar tissue causes interference of blood flow through the liver and the portal vein. And that sets up what we call Virchow's triad, which is a risk for clot because of slow flow, because of disruptions in the clotting cascade and disruptions in endothelial function. So that's why patients with cirrhosis are at increased risk for PVT.
Mm-hmm. As a hepatologist, do you see many patients with these diseases?
It happens about 5% of patients with cirrhosis. So it's not super common, but definitely do see them. It can present with abdominal pain, sometimes worsened ascites, or sometimes asymptomatic, and so it's detected incidentally on imaging.
One goal of your study was to determine the impact, both good and bad, of using anticoagulants on the PVT of a patient with cirrhosis. You mentioned there are not many studies on this particular treatment.
That's right. There aren't many randomized trials. So there are randomized trials in treating PVT in patients without cirrhosis, but in patients with cirrhosis, it's just really a hard population to study. They're at increased risk for bleeding. So you can imagine putting them on blood thinners increases the risk. And so there just aren't any large randomized trials for that reason.
Mm-hmm. A second goal of this study was to determine the independent impact of PVT on patient outcomes. How does this goal relate to or differ from the previous goal?
Yes, we know that PVT is associated with worse outcomes in patients with cirrhosis, but that doesn't tell us whether it's the PVT that causes the worse outcomes or just simply the worsening liver disease sets patient up for increased risk of PVT. And so that has implications of how aggressively you treat it, right? If it's, PVT is actually worsening the liver disease, then we'd be more aggressive about treating it.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the parameters or methods of the study?
So this is a retrospective study, so not a randomized trial. But what was unique about it was a large number of patients with PVT. We found in our database 1,300 patients. And we used a sophisticated statistical method called propensity score analysis to try to mimic a randomized trial.
Mm-hmm. What were the findings of the study?
So we found that PVT is independently associated with worse patient outcomes, even after adjusting for worsening of the underlying liver disease. So it does seem that PVT may be actually causing these worse patient outcomes. We also found that anticoagulation, so treatment with blood thinners, appears to improve survival, but it comes with complications such as higher rate of bleeding and hospitalization.
Did the findings confirm your expectations?
Yes, that was what we had hypothesized.
Did the findings support or change how you treat PVT in patients with cirrhosis?
So this study, along with another recent meta-analysis of smaller studies, I think supports the recent shift in thinking among hepatologists towards more aggressive treatment of PVT. In the past, we never used to treat it, but now more and more of us are treating. Of course, we always have to balance risk versus benefit. Depends on the individual patient. But in generally, when PVT appears to be acute and relatively extensive and the patient's bleeding risk is not inordinately high, we will lean towards treatment.
what follow-up research is needed for this particular treatment?
I think two main questions remain. One is, how do we identify patients at highest risk for clot progression or worsening of the clot to help balance risks and benefits of anticoagulation? Another is, how long to anticoagulate? So our study suggests that 3 to 6 months may be better than shorter period, but really more research is needed on this.
Dr. Vogt, thanks so much for talking with us today about your study. I wish you the best in your clinical work and research.
Thanks very much.
That concludes this episode. Be on the lookout for the next podcast episode from BUMPSY Proceedings, scheduled to be published in May of 2025.